Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast, which again this year is listed among the nation's top 25 community colleges, according to College Choice. And that's saying something because there's right at 1,500 two-year schools here in the United States, also top 10 digital community college in the nation as well. And we've got another national ranking and another first to talk about, and we're going to bring in our Executive Vice President, Craig Ellis-Sasser, to talk more about this. And first of all, before we get to the rankings, welcome to Tiger Talk, Craig Ellis.
Thank you, Will. It's good to be back with you and Kenny Paul, as always.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got so much to talk about, and it seems like every month or two, we're getting the media on campus to talk about another national ranking. Now it's one of the top career sites in the nation, Zipia. It's based out of San Mateo, California. They have us at Northeast as the top community or junior college in the state of Mississippi in preparing graduates for the workforce.
Yeah, that's it's a great honor, and it's, you know, something that Northeast has focused on for decades, and we felt like we've always done a very good job of it. So it's great to be recognized nationally for our efforts.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. We're doing something right, that's for sure. Overall, we're in so many top 25 nationally. We're 9/100ths of a percentage point behind Northeastern Junior College out of Colorado for the 25th spot. So we're actually 26th in the country in this one. And, of course, we had some media on campus doing some interviews. But that just says a lot, doesn't it? It kind of, just to take it one step further, that we are doing something right when it comes to the quality of the instructors that we have here at Northeast, and they're able to get these students ready for the workforce.
Yeah, it's a testament to our faculty and staff and the jobs that they do to prepare all of our students to go out when they leave Northeast. And we know that they have the skills they need. And we're often told that our students are more prepared than our sister institutions. So it's a great thing for us, again, to be recognized in this way. And for all of our faculty, we are so proud of the work that they do with their students and focusing on getting them placed out into the workforce. And they're able to do that because of the relationships that they have with the employers. All of our faculty members have committees, and those committees are made up of employers from the area. It's in their particular discipline. So they have these relationships with CEOs and business managers that they can go and have a conversation with and get our students placed in a matter of minutes.
That's awesome. Number one in Mississippi once again. You talked about student success. Gosh, we place so much emphasis on that, and we just talked a little bit about that just then. But talk a little bit about, there's a lot going on just dealing with the Student Success Center. We're adding some employees. Talk a little bit about all the work that's being done these days around that area.
Sure. Student success at Northeast is twofold. The first is enrollment, and we have to get students here so that they can be successful first and foremost. So our enrollment efforts, we always consistently keep them at a high level, but we are expanding those efforts as well. And then the second part of that equation is retention. And we want to retain the students that we have once they're enrolled so that they can meet their career goals and personal goals. So in order to do that, we have established a Student Success Center on campus that will be located in Wright Hall this fall. We have a Student Success Director, and then we've hired two Student Success Coaches. And each coach will be given a caseload of approximately 200 to 300 students that are identified as at risk based on a number of factors that Michelle Barragona in the Vice President Instructions Office has identified, and then those coaches will follow up with each of the students in their caseload on a weekly basis to determine what we can do as an institution to help them achieve success in the classroom. And we define success as a C or above. We want our students to be able to transfer their credit to another institution if they so choose, or graduate from Northeast with their career technical degree of choice.
That's wonderful. absolutely. And when we look at the big picture, the master plan, I know you addressed the at the monthly board meeting last week, talked to our board of trustees, also mentioned that in the administrative council meeting last week as well. Talk a little about the master plan on going forward for Northeast Mississippi Community College.
It's been a year-long process to develop this master plan. We began working with McCarty Architects from Tupelo, and really did first an assessment of our current facilities. We looked at kind of where we are, what kind of shape the buildings are in, and where we need some work. So we had to figure that out first. Then we asked all of our employees. We asked a cross-section of those administrators that we have and then non-administrative staff and faculty and compared the gaps in the survey results. Then we met right before Thanksgiving, had a workshop where we did some visioning exercises, and we put everything on the table and said, what would we like our campus to look like in 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, to really plan for the future and the next generations of students and employees at Northeast and our community as well. The result of that process were some different options that we might build in the future. And McCarty was able to help us combine those different options into one unified master plan that we can move forward over the next decades. And then we will tailor our funding and our enlargements and improvements money that is allotted specifically for building improvements. We'll plan that out to accomplish this master plan over the next 10, 20, 30 years. One of the hallmarks of this plan is shifting the campus spaces from vehicular traffic to pedestrian traffic. So we know that when students and people in general interact with one another, they form better relationships, and that ultimately helps them be more successful and have a more fulfilled life. So the master plan creates a much more pedestrian-friendly campus. Parking will still remain an issue, but we'll add in any parking that we take out to create those pedestrian-friendly spaces on campus.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Before I let you go, and maybe this is there's a correlation to all of this, what we were talking about today, but also Chronicle has just listed us at Northeast Mississippi Community College as one of the top colleges to work for.
That's correct, Will, and this is an honor that we received in 2014 as well. The Chronicle of Higher Education annually conducts a survey of all colleges, and we are honored again this year for 2018 to be a great college to work for, and it's a testament to our people, and they are the ones who make up Northeast and the relationships that we have with one another as employees and our students, and we have so many people who are former students at Northeast who want to come back and work here, and we are very blessed for them and thankful to have all of our employees doing what they do on a daily basis.
No question. We're blessed and thankful that you're part of the team as well, and appreciate your time this week on Tiger Talk.
Thank you, Will.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is Randy Baxter. He's the chief of police here at Northeast. He's had that title since 2013. Randy, you've been a part of the Northeast family for 10 years now. And first of all, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you so much, Will.
Well, we're so glad to have you. And I'm telling you, this is a big-time operation, our campus police department. Come this August for the first day of school, you'll have 8 full-time and 4 part-time employees and a lot of services that you provide.
That's correct, Will. As chief of police, the one thing we're really concerned about is our students. We're concerned about their safety, and each one of my officers, I think, puts forth the best effort to assure that they're safe.
No question about that. And so many different services that you provide. I know parking is something that, once again, you keep track of, make sure they're in the right parking slots.
That's correct. We have designated parking spaces for faculty and staff as well as for our students. Our students' parking are white lines. Our faculty and staff are yellow lines. And so it's very important that the students don't park in the faculty staff parking because our instructors frequently will call campus police when that occurs, and they'll be issued a citation.
Well, you keep track of that. And I know something that we were talking about just before we went on the air, dorm safety. Boy, you place a lot of emphasis, and it's very important that you do that here at Northeast.
That's correct. A lot of students come here, and they're young. It's their first year in college. They're just getting away from home, and so they naturally assume that everybody they run into is going to be looking out for their best interest, but that might not be the case sometimes. So what we encourage them to do is if they live in one of the dorms, particularly one of the dorms that has a suite mate, that they should keep their bathroom doors locked that goes to the suite so that someone just can't come into their room from the other side. Also, if they just go down the hall for a few minutes, I encourage them to go ahead and lock their door because you just never know. If you leave your doors open, the opportunity may cause somebody to do something that they otherwise wouldn't do. So they can help campus police a lot by just being careful and being safe themselves.
Yeah, those are some wise words there. So many different services, including we talked about Lost and Found. And where is Lost and Found even located here on the Northeast campus?
Lost and Found, 90% of the time, the things that get left on campus are in the cafeteria, believe it or not. Students go in there to eat, and then when they get ready to go to class, they're in a hurry. A lot of times they'll leave something laying on the table. It's most of the time the cafeteria workers will turn it into campus police, and the Lost and Found is in the campus police station. If you come through the front doors of the union and take a left and go down to, you see the glass office, that's campus police. And usually those items that are retrieved by us will be inside the campus police office.
You will even sometimes get a call on a door that was locked, a car door, or even to change a tire. Talk a little bit about that.
That's correct. We offer a variety of different services to our students. Some things that a lot of more conventional police departments don't do anymore. If a student locks their keys in their car, we have kits to help them get their keys out of the car. Also, we will jump start their cars. So we encourage students, if they have a problem, I know sometimes people feel ashamed or whatever to call you, but everybody locks their keys in their cars periodically, and we're always happy to come out and help. Also, you know, we know that a lot of these tires are put on nowadays with air wrenches, so there's a lot of times a young lady can't get her tire off or needs help changing a tire. We're more than happy to go out and change a tire for the young ladies who have a flat tire or whatever. But guys, a lot of times we will come out and help them, but a lot of times we will teach them how to change their tire if they don't know how to change a tire.
That sounds good. Now, a lot of folks might not realize, but you used to be a missionary in South and Central America, very fluent in Spanish. How does that help you on the job as the chief of police here at Northeast?
Well, you know, Northeast is a very diverse population, and so I get a lot of opportunity here to use my Spanish. One of the Spanish instructors frequently invites me to come over and help him with his Spanish class, so I enjoy that. But there are lots of students around here from different areas in Latin America that I get the chance to visit with that had I not had that opportunity in South and Central America, I wouldn't be able to converse with them in their native language. And a lot of times they feel a little embarrassed about talking to me in their language because my Spanish is not as good as theirs, but I really enjoy the opportunity.
Well, it's a lot better than mine and Kenny Paul's. That is for darn sure. I know it's a campus that's tobacco-free, and it's also, I think it's wonderful that folks need to know that you work with local law enforcement agencies. That's important as well.
That's correct. If we have an issue on campus, or if we had something, and I pray that we never do have, but if we had a bad crisis on campus, our Prentice County Sheriff's Department and our Boonville Police Department, we have always trained together and worked very closely together, so I know that they would be here very quickly to help us out.
And, of course, you are a duly certified PD force in the state of Mississippi. So that's, I think, another positive, if you will, when it comes to your job here at Northeast. And we talked about all the different services. How about Tiger Alert?
Tiger Alert is We, over the last, probably about 3 years ago, we changed our Tiger Alert system. In the past, the people had to be put in manually, but now when they register, the telephone number that they give there, they will that number will automatically be put into the system, and they will automatically get Tiger Alerts. Now, if they want to tweak that a little bit, they can go to the campus police website, click on campus police, then go down, click on Tiger Alerts, and go to Manage My Alerts, and they can go in there and do things like add different numbers. Maybe their parents' numbers would be a good idea, I would think. Or they can manage their alerts. They can get their own NOAA weather alerts, like severe thunderstorm, tornado, ice storm, whatever. So those things are nice as long as you don't get too carried away with them.
No, you mentioned parents because I think this is interesting as well. You've even had a couple calls through the years from parents that say, hey, can you please check on my son or please check on my daughter? They have not returned a call or a text for me today or the last 2 days.
That's absolutely correct. And I think that every officer I have has been to some young person's room, some student's room, and had to say, hey, call your mama. She's concerned about you. So, yes, we go to extremes to make sure that parents are comforted as well.
And there's no doubt about that. All part of that Northeast family. And we're so thankful that you're part of the Northeast family as well. And keep up the great work, Randy, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. It was a great pleasure.
By the way, if you need to contact the police department here at Northeast, that number is 720-6687. That's 720-6687. Time now to bring in my sidekick in the marketing and community relations department, Kenny Paulgino. KP, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back after a couple of weeks of being gone, so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you, and of course, today another busy day on campus with orientation. Had one this morning. Of course, this afternoon is about to start as well at 1 o'clock. There's just two more orientation sessions after this, next Tuesday, the 24th, and then the following Tuesday on July 31st. Very important for you incoming freshmen. Make sure that you sign up for an orientation session before you start school in the fall.
Yeah, don't be like me and decide to sign up the last week of July when school is going to start in 2 weeks. So make sure you get that done. We just wrapped up our final men's overnight camp last week, and Brenda May started her overnight camp this week. Campers get to experience what it is like to be a student athlete. They practice in the legendary Bonner Arnold Coliseum, visit places around campus such as the pool, and get to stay in the same dorms as our student athletes. So I hope they have a good time. I know Coach Rott's been busy, you know, on the recruiting trail and also with all these camps, so hope they've had a good week in Coach May's this week.
Yeah, that's what a summer it's been. So many different athletic camps, and really a neat deal with having all of these students coming to our campus, and hopefully one day they might make that decision to want to be a Northeast Tiger or Lady Tiger.
Yes, sir.
Well, of course, Northeast, the Youth Career Development Academy, wrapped up its Tiger Tech Camp last week with Lego Robotics and Sea Perch, which is an underwater robotic at the pool. That was a neat deal. We got some great coverage from the local media on that one. Thanks to all of those in the media that came out to cover that event last week.
And also this week is the Reading and Theater Camp, where participants are learning to find their inner voice. So I know they do a great job over there with all that, so I know that'd be interesting. So that's not for me. Inner voice, I think that's not for me. I think I'll just sit at home and talk to myself before I join that.
There you go. Hey, there's a lot of different ways, folks, that you can stay connected with one of the premier community colleges in the country, and that is social media. We've got a lot of different social media accounts, KP.
I know over the past year we have done a lot with this on social media, and we've got a lot of things out, you know, how our world is trending today. So that's great to, you know, follow us and get involved, you know, the community and our students, especially to see what's going on campus. Of course, we got social media on Instagram, Twitter, you know, Facebook. Facebook, you just search the Northeast tab, and Michael Miller does a great job with that. Twitter, our main account on Twitter is at Northeast MSCC, at Northeast MSCC. That's our main account, and then the athletic account on there is NEMCC Tigers. So that's where you can get all the athletics and all that, schedules and updates during games. On Instagram, NEMCC Tigers is also our athletic page, and then NEMCC underscore Tigers is our main account. So a lot, that was a mouthful there, a lot of NEMCC Tigers, but just search Northeast. You'll find it. We do a great job with keeping everybody updated and what's going on here at Northeast.
Well, and speaking of NEMCC, how about the My NEMCC app? Boy, there's a lot of useful information on that as well.
Yes, I've had the opportunity to actually provoke that and use that during my time working orientation, carrying kids around campus and saying, you know, they're like, where's this building? Where's this building? How about you just download this app, you know, and it shows you in a 3D figure of where you're at on campus, how far it is to your building, where your building's at. You know, even I think they're going to do where lunch is going to be on there. So it tells you what's for lunch and all that. So you want to download that before you get to campus, especially to your incoming freshmen.
And that sounds like a winner. Appreciate your time as always, KP.
Thank you. As always, go Tigers.
And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller for all his work behind the scenes. So for Craig Ellis Sasser, for Randy Baxter, for Kenny Paulgino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.